You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
Join us for our weekly broadcast, His Abounding Grace, with Minister Vanessa Williams. That's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. On Wednesday afternoons at 1 p.m., join Reverend Gwendolyn Dixon for the Midday Glory prayer line. The dial-in number is 641-715-3580. The access code is 732-499. And Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you. That's with Pastor Paul Morgan of Chosen Generation Ministries in Richmond, Virginia. On Thursdays, live at 12 noon, join Reverend Pat Randall for Declaring the Finished Work, for an hour of worship, exhortation, and prayer. Reverend Ray and friends are here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with the Joy of the Lord on Friday Night Joy. Sundays at 7 p.m., join Reverend Ray for Bread of Life, for a word in season. And don't forget our monthly broadcast. First Mondays of every month at 7 p.m., be blessed with the teaching ministry of Apostle Shirley Jones on Lifeline. On third Mondays at 7 p.m., join Evangelist Lewis McElwain for Adoration, a broadcast of worship and ministries on the mission field. Second Saturdays of the month, join Reverend Curtis, Reverend Novena, and Minister Jordana for Bold and Beautiful, a youth and young adult broadcast setting the world on fire with the love of Jesus. All broadcast times are Eastern Standard Time. Hey family, join us for our newest broadcast, Marriage Takeover, The Body of One, hosted by Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson. The show airs every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This show will cover a wide range of topics. Nothing is off the table because it's all about strengthening the relationship of marriage. So that's Marriage Takeover, The Body of One, with Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson, third Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
Let's do our opening confession. Holy Spirit, override any obstacles that have hindered me or are hindering me from receiving my freedom in you. I renounce and cancel the effects of receiving any accusations and lies into my mind, body, soul, and heart that is contrary to the truth of who you say that I am. I declare that I live my life loved, cherished, and adored by you. I receive in my heart every expression of your love for me. Because you love me, I am free of all guilt, shame, and condemnation. In Jesus' name, amen. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5, it says, get wisdom, get understanding, do not forget, nor turn away from the words of my mouth. So how important do you think it is if he's telling us not to turn away from it? Not only does he want us to get wisdom, that's how to use information, and then understanding, that's the inner workings of how. Okay? If you need a pen or paper, just slip up your hand, and because we know that you forget 95% of what you learn in 24 hours, and it's not just you. It's not just you. Okay? All right, so I'm excited about, I've been asked some questions. Robinson, they asked me some questions. They texted me some questions, and the questions say, Sharon, Pastor, why are you teaching on wisdom? Why are you teaching on, why would you teach on, so for those people who have the challenge with the word prudence, I did research, and it's the same thing as foresight. So you're seeing ahead of time. And people ask me questions, Nelson. They want to know, Pastor, why are you teaching on foresight? So this is my answer, Mr. Oliver, Big O. All right, so what I've seen about this local congregation, let's say this, everybody say local. They have the same type of challenges, and it goes around. You know, remember Jesus said, when he was dealing with the temptation, 40 days and 40 nights, and he was dealing with temptation. And it said that after he overcame Satan, it says Satan departed for what? A season. So what we know, what I know, being your pastor, is that stuff depart from you guys for a season. Now write this down, Bonetta. I'm going to say it first, then you write. The more healed you are determines how long that season is. Amen? So if you, for lack of a better word, special in a certain area, let's say money, then what's going to happen is, if you're emotionally unstable with money, then it's not going to take long for that season to come around. Because what it knows about you is that it knows you're unstable in that area. So if it wants to keep you up at night, then it says, well, Madeline got this thing down about relationships. She got this thing down about career. But money is one issue that I can keep Madeline up with. Money is one issue that I can get Madeline to fall in. Because if I can get her to act on it strong enough, what will happen, Teresa, is that she will start to forsake her tithe to take care of that bill. You follow me? Okay? So why is the pastor teaching on foresight? It's because the same temptation is coming the same exact way, but in a different context. See, people complaining about, you guys do the tithe confession every Sunday, every Thursday. Then all of a sudden, more come into your life. Okay? Then what you complain about is, guess what? I had to pay taxes. Well, you got more money. That's why you're paying taxes. You follow me? If you didn't pay taxes last year and you're paying it this year, more money came your way. But see, it shouldn't be a surprise, but now you got a plan for the fact that I made more money so that I don't have to pay taxes. You follow me? But see, it's the same thing. It's either too much money, and I didn't plan for it, or not enough money, and I need more. So why is the pastor teaching on foresight? So next year this time, we won't have to hear about the fact that I had to pay taxes. You can hear about the fact that I got more money. And I foresaw or forewarned myself of the fact that, okay, last year I made $70,000, and I had to pay $7,000 back. So now I'm going to plan ahead for that, because you won't make the same money you made last year. You're going to make more. Because the more that confession is in there and the more you're acting on it, then it won't be a surprise. Amen? So what did y'all hear me say? So somebody raise their hand and tell me what you heard me say about money and foresight. Yes, ma'am.
Plan for it.
So now, Tamika, you telling me that today is what? The third? Of what month? May. So you mean to tell me if I took prudence or foresight, I can plan ahead for what I would pay for taxes? I can plan ahead? Okay. Anybody else got any other variations of money? I said either you're making too little or making too much. And then you're doing a confession, and you're paying more taxes because you're making more money. So can you see that as a blessing? For a little while, anyway. Can you say, Lord Jesus, this tithe didn't really work. I made more money this year than I made last year. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to plan for it. Okay? Y'all finished with money? Can I go on to the next day? Okay? Money is all right? Okay. Bam. Say bam.
Bam.
Okay? Now, why in the world would the pastor, Cynthia, why in the world would the pastor be talking about relationships? Because guess what? Turn to your neighbor. You can find a neighbor somewhere. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, talking to you is a relationship. Yeah, that's right. Okay. How many of y'all had a challenge relationship this week? Now, I'm not talking about you turning to your neighbor. How many of y'all had a challenge about relationship this week? That's about six people that's honest. Okay, well, guess what? Foresight says that if he was a knucklehead then, Reverend Josh, you know I got to go there. I'm sorry. Look at her. She's looking at me like, if he was special then, when you met him 6 months ago, 8 months won't make a difference. He's still special. Or she's still special. But guess what? The pastor's teaching on foresight so that you can recognize that it's the same person in a different outfit. You follow me? If you got special parents, you know what your special parents going to say. You got a curfew, post come in at curfew time. Why are you sneaking in the window? You know the Holy Spirit is going to tell them, wake up, go to the bathroom, and it's precisely that time, Jasmine. You follow what I'm saying? So if they didn't listen then, they might not listen now. But if we can teach about relationships so you can stop being surprised by Christians are special. Raise your hand, y'all know Christians are special. Do y'all know that Christians can cuss? Christians can get ugly? So why are you surprised if the pastor teaches on foresight? So you can walk in church today and somebody might say something special, Ashley. You follow me? Then you're surprised because they said something special because you think because they in Christ that they won't be special. You in Christ and you special. Amen? You follow what I'm saying? So what are the type of relationship challenges we have? Co-workers. Okay. Co-workers? Okay. Anybody had any challenge with co-workers? Okay. Right? You decide you're going to be an entrepreneur so you don't have to deal with certain people because you got certain drive. And guess what? Your customer's going to be special. How many dealt with a special customer as an entrepreneur? Look around. So see, we got 100% right here. But they want to know why the pastor teaching on foresight. It's because if I know it's Sally Joe is special, no matter, I done called Sally Joe first thing in the morning, and she still got the same attitude. I done called her in the afternoon, thinking that after she had a nap and lunch, she might be better. Then I called her in the evening, and she's still the same way. So now, I got to be doing something fun when I call Sally Joe from then on. I'm going to be in my hammock, and I'm going to be swinging back and forth when I'm talking to Sally Joe. Sally Joe don't have to know that I'm swinging back and forth. But I got to do something special when I talk to Sally Joe. You follow me? Y'all got it? Top Gun, you got any questions about relationship that you want to throw up here? Not at the moment? Okay. So I asked him because he always asks a question. So see, foresight, okay? He got it, but what he going to do? And Reverend Anderson, where you at? Reverend Anderson, he going to have a question, but he's not going to ask right now, but he's going to knock on the door after service though. Pastor, 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 okay? All right? I'm just talking about foresight, okay? Love the brother question because he think outside the box. I mean, way outside the box. But that's all right. I reel him in. I'm just talking about foresight. Somebody sitting here has some challenge about relationship, and you want to know how we're going to deal with that. But foresight tells you. Because the scripture says a wise man or a prudent man sees danger and hides himself. But no, we want to just walk in the building where it's on fire. You follow me? But you've been warned. He's told you. Anything else y'all want to share with me about relationships since I'm just breaking this thing down? Everybody good then, right? Y'all got foresight? Y'all seen it? Nothing about trash today? You good? Okay. All right, well, let me go. Yes, ma'am. If you got a question, just raise your hand.
I have a question with my relationship with my servers.
Okay.
So sometimes I have really good service, uh-huh. and then when I go to like fast food places, I don't.
Okay.
But I've been healed uh-huh. a lot.
Okay. Yes, you have.
Come a long Amen. Way. So I just want to know, like, what's up with the relationship with my waitress and waiters, and how come sometimes it's good
okay.
at higher end places and it's not okay. good? And yes, I'm ready for the truth. So go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So. So we what we say, 10% is words, 20% is body language, and 70% is paraverbal. If things go too well for you, Jasmine, Elizabeth Morgan, then there's this 70% that says, okay, things went well for 6 days. Surely 7 is going to be a little too much. And you walk in there expecting not to have good service. But it's paraverbal, so that means that you're not even aware that that's what you're looking for. Because you're driving up to the place, and you can see that there's one light bulb that's missing. Y'all ever drove up to a place, and it's like one light bulb missing, Nicole? And instead of you saying, well, if they didn't take care of that light, they're not going to take care of that burger. It's subconscious, guys. Sure. You follow me? Okay. So next time you get bad service or challenging service, ask yourself, so what was I really expecting? And listen to the Holy Spirit. He's going to tell you. Okay. I'm clicking some light bulbs. Light bulbs going on over here?
I can see that. But okay. The last time, okay. I was not looking for anything to be wrong. I ordered a pasta dish from okay. Domino's. Okay. No cheese.
Okay.
They got the no cheese part okay. right. But when I got okay. all the way back home, they didn't put meat in it.
Okay.
And
okay.
I was like, really? Okay. And it's like 10 o'clock at night. So I call first, say, okay. can you remake it? I'm coming to pick it up. Okay. I pick it up. The girl was the only person in the whole store, okay. so I didn't feel too bad. Like okay. I was like, oh, she's working really hard. Okay. And then I got my pasta dish correct.
Okay.
But I wasn't looking okay. right. for it to be wrong that time. Okay. But I can see what you're saying.
Okay.
But
I appreciate the honesty. Girl, how many times have she ordered pasta dishes that wasn't right? Can you give that one? Nicole, are we recording? Okay.
Every time she orders a pasta dish. It's you never mean, white, right?
Every time she's ordered a pasta dish. Are y'all listening? Reverend Johnson, you listen? Okay. All right. So is there a difference between, Sharon, what Jazz just said and what Curly just said? Now, we know Jazz not lying on purpose. But what it is, Jazz, you have built up. Y'all write this down. You want to write down something? I got something for you. It's called confirmation bias. Confirmation bias says that... Madeline, what kind of car you drive?
Honda
Accord. Madeline bought a Honda Accord. She didn't notice all the other Honda Accords that were until Madeline bought her Honda Accord. So confirmation bias confirmed now that everybody is driving a car. Now, Madeline has a neighbor that got a Honda Accord, but she never noticed the neighbor until she got hers. So after a while, you build up a confirmation bias that every time I order a pasta salad, something goes wrong with it. So you have that 70% that says that, but then you only have 10%, Teresa, that says this, they're going to get it right this time. But which, now y'all look at my hand. I got a 70% confirmation bias that the last 20 times I ordered pasta salad, it was jacked up. But I'm going to walk in today because I had a good day, I got a rave, I had my Chick-fil-A. And today is going to be different. Now, y'all see my hand, right? this 10%, well, I just walked in and said it's going to be different today, but I got 70% that has proven itself. So it's going to take a little while to shift it where it's totally consistent. You follow me? You got questions. But confirmation bias is what's driving it. She will bypass on that day the people that's going to get the pasta salad right to go to the person that's going to get it wrong. But see, that's subconscious, okay?
That Center Bistro got my chicken sandwich right with no cheese. That was the day after that. Then how do you fix that?
So they got it right because you already had gotten it wrong.
How we fix it?
Okay, I just told you. So you just start talking about wherever you go, people bend over backwards to see to it that I get my food right, especially pasta salad. Because it has to outweigh itself. You follow me? You built up 5 years of saying pasta salad, they jack it up. That's why I only like to go out to dinner with her when she give me an order pasta salad. She said, "Dad, let's go to dinner." I said, "What you going to order?" She said, "Pasta salad." I said, "Yeah, well, you know, I think I got something else I got to do." Because I know. Okay? All right? Anybody else about relationships? I know y'all thinking about relationships. So y'all, okay, thank you, Rev.
I was thinking about what you were saying earlier, and I see that because I deal with the public.
Okay.
And there's a certain group of individuals that I can take it to the bank I'm going to have an issue with.
Okay.
And so I've kind of conditioned myself to say, okay, I'm going to have an issue with this particular type of individuals.
Okay.
And so I'm seeing myself now adjust that to say, okay, I find the good about it and don't get on the other side of the spectrum. Okay. And say, okay, here we go again.
Okay, I got it. Okay.
Because for time after time after time, it's like this set of these group of individuals I'm going to have issues with.
Okay, yeah. Y'all follow what he's saying? So what I learned from Miss Curly and Aunt Morgan is she deals with the hardest things first. I couldn't get that thing at first, man. How many of us want to do the easy thing first? Okay. She the hard thing first. So she's going to call the special person first. You know what I want to say? I mean, I say, "Hey, babe, how you do that?" She said, "Well, I get them out of the way." So she hyped up. She ready for them. And then the rest of the day is even better. Yeah. But you're right. I mean, you got to make a certain mindset about how to deal with certain people. So don't be surprised. You know how Sally is. You know how Billy Joe is. So why are we keep getting surprised by them? I that's a question I need to know. My inquiring mind want to know. Why do you keep getting surprised by Billy Joe? Billy Joe done let you down 45 times over a period of years. I'm not just talking about a week. For 45 times. You do nice to Billy Joe. Billy Joe tells somebody about how you did this, 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 but you forgot that. And you're still serving Billy Joe. Time to move on from Billy Joe. Billy Joe is not getting this thing. He draining you or she draining you. Okay, y'all trying to be, okay, go ahead. Ask your question. Give him a mic, big old.
Can this include foresight relationship with yourself?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. How does foresight work with yourself? You know when you're going to quit. You know you quit the last 14 times. You know when the challenge gets tough, you quit. Follow me? So you count all the days. When you accepted it, you already said you're going to quit. But see, foresight says, Jesus Christ said that he made me more than a conqueror. See, if we stop sinning, we don't have to do so much repenting. You got me? You got me? So just stop sinning so you can stop repenting. You don't have to keep starting over if you stop quitting. Make a decision that today, whatever I start, I'm going to take it to completion. Yes, ma'am. I'm having fun. I don't know about y'all, but I'm having fun.
I had a situation this week.
Okay. Thank God. She's going to give us a situation. Y'all paying attention? All right, look, Sharon, look at it. I got this thing.
I had a surprise visit from my in-laws.
Okay.
Lived 2 hours away, but it was surprise. We were in the area.
Okay.
And there's no way they were in the area.
Okay.
You knew 2 hours ago before you left home that you were coming to my house.
Okay.
So why can't you call?
Okay.
You know. And then I feel, even though I feel like she's nice to me,
okay,
I feel like it's not nice sometimes.
Okay.
And so this time, she said something to me. I looked at my husband. He looking down. I'm like, hello? Because I shouldn't have to keep fighting my own battles.
No, you should not.
And so foresight.
Okay.
Foresight. So I know they're going to stop by
any day
of the week, any time of the day.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to be home busy or in my pajamas, whatever. And I got to answer the door.
Okay. Why you got to do that?
No, you don't. That's your house.
I guess I don't have to answer the door.
That was easy.
I mean, you know, I'm not trying to be rude. You know, I'm trying to be respectful.
Okay. But foresight says that you're talking to us about an issue that you're tired of dealing with.
Tired.
And we are giving you a solution. Your foresight says has to put up with it. Al says that we have to establish a boundary. See, a boundary was established when God put Adam and Eve in the garden. He said, sure, you can eat anything over here, but just don't mess with don't mess with that tree. Don't mess with that tree. Okay? So, if someone knocked on your door with a gun, would you answer the door?
No.
Why?
I don't think so. Because they're going to hurt me.
Okay.
Or they want to hurt.
Nicole, did you hear what she said? So you ain't have no problem saying that.
No.
So if they're knocking on the door and you know they're going to hurt you, I'm not going to let them in.
But I'm just...
Okay.
Yes, you're right. I don't have to answer the door. Okay.
I appreciate they're that. I hadn't heard that in 6 years from her. Give her a hand clap.
But they're not my family. Why do I have to always be the one to... No, no, no. You know, when is... This person, my partner, going to stand up and say, you can't keep doing this. Why do I have to fight that battle?
You shouldn't fight the battle. Whenever in-laws are around and they're treating you the way you've been treated, since my husband and the in-laws are there, I think it's time for me to go see a movie. What movie have I wanted to see that I haven't seen? What pasta salad place do I need to go to? So it's time for me to go out and enjoy myself while my husband and in-laws are together.
You know what?
And you know, once I get home, Sharon, you know, once I get home from that pasta salad in the movie, I'm so exhausted, I think I'll just go to bed. It was good seeing you guys. Yeah, I was thinking about talking with you more, but I got to go to bed.
Yeah.
Now, write this down. I hadn't said this in 5 years. Jerome, you ready? You ready for it? You teach people how to treat you. You teach people how to treat you. So, they understand. Now, 9 times out of 10, between me and you, because I hadn't called her name. I didn't call her name, right? So nobody by internet knows who I'm talking to. 9 times out of 10, they didn't just pop up. They talked to somebody called your husband. And he said it was okay. Okay? Follow me? So now you got to set a new boundary with him, honey. I need to know when we got guests. You follow me? Top Gun, what you got, sir? I need to know. Going forth, and I tell you what, we have talked about this before. So I just want you to know, honey, husband, that I'm setting a boundary. And my boundary says this. Because I'm not sure when you want to take up for me, I need to take up for myself. So what that looks like is that when something is said inappropriate, and I look at you and you don't say anything, then that's my time to go get my pasta salad. That's my time to go to the movies. That's my time to leave the room because I'm not going to tolerate being disrespected. I married you, and the scripture says that you're supposed to forsake all others except me. So pretty soon, the husband gets tired of explaining why his wife keeps disappearing when the in-laws show up, and he's going to see to it that you get comfortable feeling welcome. Now, how long? Y'all write. Let me say it first, and then you decide how to write it down. For as long as it took for this to happen, it takes double the time for it to be corrected. I wish I could say that was sooner, but it's not. Because what happens is there's momentary change because of the heat that you just placed on them, and so then what happens is he'll make a change for a little while, and then he'll revert back because, after all, I don't want to disappoint my mother. You follow me? So you got to stay consistent, and you just leave cool. Just have the thing playing in your mind because there's nothing in you that's a wimp. You follow me? I mean, my girl fight in a minute. Jerome, when I see her rise up, you'll see me just step on back. You follow me? Nothing in you is a wimp. But see, in relationships, you keep expecting it to be different, but all the signs clearly say they're going to be exactly the same. So you got to apply forethought to a situation that you don't see changing right away. Yeah. Look, write this down. If loving you, I said it before, if loving you is hurting me, I got to change. Because I waited on you to change, and I keep getting beat up by your in-laws. So it's a cold bed that night after y'all go to bed, because you way over on the corner. In fact, you're on the edge, or even if you're in the same bed. But it don't have to be like that, okay? Talk, what you got, sir?
Two questions.
See, I knew it would come. I told you.
Can foresight, I'm sorry, can confirmation bias ever be positive?
Yeah. Carol and I live in confirmation bias every day. We wake up trying to see who's going to outlove the up, who's going to outserve the up. We had a challenge coming through the door because I was trying to curse something, and she was trying to curse the same packet. I said, baby, can you just let me bless you? And you know what she said? I'm trying to bless you. So, you know, we try to, like, race out of the bed, see who going to go serve the other. That's confirmation bias that we're going to have an awesome day. And we expect that. So when a glitch happens, we just see it as a glitch, not as a day. Yeah.
The second one. You know how you say have people you treat, what is it?
You teach people how to treat you. Mm-hmm.
So what if one day you wake up and say, you know what, I ain't having it. I'm putting my foot down on everybody.
Ooh.
But then the people that you came in contact don't really receive that, so they don't really believe you. So how do you deal with that?
Yeah.
Because you already made up your mind that this is it.
Well, first, that change is too drastic, okay? Because you are moving based off anger. Somebody made you angry just by the way you said it just now. The brother like, you know, I'm just cutting everybody loose. See how fast the hand movement was? It wasn't like, you know, I'm getting tired of being treated like that. That's a total difference. Your tone of voice and everything. So somebody, because I got children, it made you a little angry. And you're starting to get to the point where you're getting a little fed up, okay? So that's too drastic. Pick the person that has impacted you in a negative way the most and say, okay, I'm going to start processing how I'm going to set a boundary with this person, okay? Because so everybody get the blunt. You know, you're taking out everybody when it's just maybe four or five people. But there's a common denominator in your personality that keeps dealing with that same person. You follow me? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Yeah. If you looked at those relationships that you have, let's say it was five people have that same common denominator inside themselves towards you. But when somebody healthy come along, Brianna come along and want to be nice, then you guys shove her to the side. Because, like, what's up with this? She treating me nice. Well, I thought that's what you said you wanted. You follow me?
Opens up. So if I solve that problem, opens up, I guess, a bigger solution.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and you want to solve it. Yeah, because men can say how old they are. How old are you? 38, yeah. You want to solve. When's your birthday? I'm talking to you.
June?
Yeah. So make a decision. It's like, you know, this birthday is going to be different than all the others because I'm going to start setting healthy boundaries that will attract better people into my life because I attract who I'm like. I don't attract who I want. I attract who I am. Anyway, anywho, okay, we're going somewhere with this. But I'm just trying to tell y'all why I'm dealing with foresight.
So when you say the common denominator, mm-hmm. are you saying that you get used to be treated a certain way, so that's what you look for? Is that what you're saying?
Subconsciously, that's what you look for.
Okay.
Because when somebody healthy come along, I mean, how many of you guys have rejected a healthy person? Just be honest with you. Yeah. Person care about you, and you're just like, pooh, get on, man. Yeah, what you over here for? Yeah. You prayed to God. You fasted. 21 days, fruit and vegetables. God sent you a healthy person. What you do? What you do, Spencer? The fast is over, so let me go back to my past. Tell you, man, I've been on the side of unhealthy, and the side of healthy is a whole lot better. You can say things without having to apologize for everything you say. You been around people like that? Like, you see their faces switch up, and then you're like, what? I thought we was having a conversation. I thought we were going back and forth. I thought we were learning. I thought we were challenging each other. No, man. You hurt my feelings. Anything else on relationships? Anything? Y'all good? All right, so I'm teaching on foresight. Ooh, your career. What's going on with your career? You got the best job you ever had. But see, that goes back to confirmation bias. So write this down. Let me get in your head for a second. And let me say it first. When you have challenged with worth, when things go well, you got to find a way to get rid of it. So you have expected it to be jacked up, or you don't deserve it. So that's what I mean, you got a challenge with worth. So when you have a challenge with worth and things go well, you got to find a way to get rid of that because you are undeserving of what God has blessed you with. Not that that's true. That's how you feel. We're back to the same thing. You get a healthy relationship. Because you have a challenge with worth, I don't deserve this. So I got to find a way to get rid of it. Follow me? Y'all cold? Y'all comfortable? Okay, all right. Tamika looking at me with that tone of voice. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Try telling, what's the dude getting ready to get married? Prince. Prince Harry. Try telling Prince Harry he don't have worth. So when you, and I'm just giving him an example because I know y'all can realize how much wealth they got going on with that. Now you got more worth than that. Your worth is insurmountable. Insurmountable. That's the correct word, Jasmine. So I saw, see, profile. I saw her face all turned up. You follow what I'm saying? So when your worth does not line up with his blessings, you got to find a way to get rid of it. You don't show up. You get rid of people. You quit things. He didn't give it to you because you was worth it. Because your worth was already established. Because you are, you do. Not because some people, what they do to kind of get. And what God does is because you are worthy in him, he created your worth. Then you just do. And it just flows. Instead of trying to gain prominence, he gives you prominence. Because he don't see you anyway. He sees Jesus. Man, if we grab that thing, man, you talk about freedom. Got one hand here.
Well, that's very interesting because it's been proven scientifically that as far as self-worth, that the average human is worth somewhere between $6 to $8 million.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. She said, yeah, she's going to grab that, bro. I'm serious, man. I mean, you ever tried to bless somebody and they got mad? Raise your hand, y'all try to bless somebody. All I want to do is, you know, I know you like Starbucks. I bring you Starbucks. I know you like cappuccino because I see you get it every day. What you give me a cappuccino for? Because I thought that's what you drank every day. Well, I ain't asked you to get it. That's why I got it, because you didn't ask for it. I just wanted to bless you. Just okay. Y'all follow me? Guys, it's a lot easier than you think. So we're talking about career. What else about career? Yes, ma'am.
So how do you know when it's time to move on? So, you know, you've mastered all of the lovely personalities there. You've conquered any issues that you had. You made sure you toughed out the storm, you know, but you're just ready for something. So how do you know when?
It's time for you to move on. But in the midst of you moving on, he wants to develop patience in you. Point proven. We can go home. Point proven. We can go home. Raise your hand if you go. This is a totally honest question. All right, you ready for it? How many of us got control issues? Raise your hand. Look around so everybody can see who you are. Thank you. Thank you. I got one that raised and shut it down. So let me give you a forethought. When God wants to move you because he knows that it's time for you to move forward, he wants to take the control away from you so that you will have to trust him. You follow me? So if you got control issues, patience is what he wants to develop. Go ahead and write that sucker down. Okay? So it won't be in your timing. You can do all the things right, Rawson. You can go on an interview. You can write the best resume. You can hire a headhunter. You can do all those things. But are you doing those things in rest in him, or are you doing those things because you are impatient because you have always been in control, so you're trying to control God? Everybody got it? So because I know my audience, the next time things are not moving as fast as you want them to, all you got to do, write this down. Holy Spirit, what are you trying to teach me about patience? And you just write it down. Just write it down. Because he's trying to teach you something about patience. Because he knows he lives in foresight. He knows if I get her this position when she wants it, exactly when she wants it, she's still operating in her control, her strength, her power, and not mine. He said he will not allow anybody to be God other than him. So our control says, God, you know, I've seen you let me down enough where I don't even trust you. When he was saving you, and you thought that you had it all going all together, he was like, no, I don't want you to get to work at this time. I want you to take this exit. I want you to go this way. Still talking about career. She not liking what I'm saying. The lips going down this way. Anybody else? Because we got to stop, man. This has been a ride. Anybody else got a question? Yes, ma'am. Might come your way.
All right, so this is a little bit off topic, but okay. I thought about it because with career, you know, you go to like networking meetings and luncheons and stuff like that. So I listen to a lot of like audiobooks and inspirational speeches. And one day I was listening to one that was about the debate people have between when somebody pays for your meal.
Okay.
So one person thinks that basically by like if I let Nelson pay for my meal and then like I feel bad about it, I feel like I'm not worthy of somebody doing something for me. Mm-hmm. So like what do you think about that?
So it's true. It's a worth issue. I've had people come to counseling, take counseling. And now they're already paying to come. But they got to buy me a book. They got to bring me a book. You know, I thought you might want to read this. Or I thought you might need to read this. I say, okay, thank you. They're trying to earn their way into counseling. But you're already paying for it. You follow me? So they got to bring, because them coming by themselves, that's not enough. That's not enough for me to set up an appointment. So you must have to add something to that. So when someone tries to bless you, then you're going to find a way. You hadn't planned on going out with them for about 3 weeks, but you're going to call them back. Hey, I got some free time. Let's go to the lunch tomorrow, because you want to pay them back as soon as you can, because it's a worth issue. God wants to bless you, but you don't think you deserve it. So you got to find a way to short circuit. And you go to the cheap place, too. You know, it's like, if you find out, well, some people will. Anyway, okay, go ahead.
So what do you say about the person that always wants to pay?
They just want to bless you.
Okay.
Yeah. So it comes down to trust. Because people have paid or did things for you in the past, and then there's an attachment attached to it. So therefore, in your mind, everybody got an attachment to it. You follow what I'm saying? So let's say family issue. You got a family issue that Sister Joe give you something, and then they're going to expect something in return. So I gave you this so that you would do this. So there's a profile that says everybody who wants to bless me, they must be up to something, because that's your family of origin. Your family of origin says nobody gives me anything without expecting something back. So then you develop this thing where you're suspicious of everybody. You follow me? Yeah. Just check on the inside. Okay? Somebody over here.
Who gives you something and then wants to bring it up later, like, remember I did this for you.
Uh-huh.
So do you tell them, I'm like, don't give me nothing. Uh-huh. So is that how you handle that?
Yeah. So your boundary can speak for itself. So when they go to give me something, no, I'm good. See, write this down. Power is in knowing. Power is in knowing. If you have to gauge something that if I correct Candace and it's going to give me 6 weeks of hell, then just process it a little different. It's like, okay, no, sis, I appreciate the gift, but I'm okay. Because your power is in knowing that you already know how certain people are. So don't go, if you tell them I don't want it because, you know, last time you gave me something, then, you know, you held it over my head, then you got 5 years you're going to have to, you know, 5 years you're going to have to pay for that. So did you say the same thing when you said, okay, I appreciate it, but I don't need it. I'm good. Thank you very much. And you see how I'm backing up? I'm backing out of their reach. I'm backing out of the package reach. You know, in martial arts, you always distance yourself from the person that can hit you. So you're backing away from their arm reach to hand you something. Because some people, guys, I'm going to be honest with you, it's not worth it. Jesus ain't deal with everybody. Like some is like, okay, then walk on over here. Somebody needs to be healed over here. Tell you. Remember they said in his own country, in his own town, he wasn't honored. He didn't stay there and try to keep talking to them. Well, you know, I'm going to make them believe. See, he didn't have no control issues. I got one in the back and then one right there. Yes, sir.
When we say foresight on money, what about the people, like, for instance, you know your drive is harder than somebody else's drive, so you always feel the need to help them out. Like, you know, when somebody's talking to you, they constantly got this problem. And I'll just say myself, you know, with family members and friends, my drive is strong.
Okay.
So although I value money because I want to have a lot of money, I'll sacrifice what I need to do for myself for somebody else.
Okay.
Because I get tired of hearing this, that, and they look so down on themselves or they need this. And I'm saying to myself, if you apply yourself as hard as I'm going, well, maybe I'm looking at it wrong. What do you think about that?
Well, why should I have to apply myself as hard as you are if you always fix my problem? Can you give me a scripture? Can you find one for me? Or does it do that? Okay. All right. Don't worry about it. I got Bible scholars in here. Turn to Proverbs 19:19. I knew y'all were gonna ask that question today, so I'm ready for you. Proverbs 19:19. And whoever, give me an Amplified and a Message.
Was that a form of confirmation bias?
Yes.
When.
Yeah, because let's say I don't know her. Let's say if her family has developed trust issues, then she has grabbed on to everybody must be like my family. So I can't trust them because they gave me something yesterday, Candace, and then I got to pay for it for the rest of my life. And I got it yet? Proverbs 19:19? Give me a mic.
King James Version. A man of great wrath shall suffer punishment, for if thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again.
All right. What translation you got? Okay.
It says, let angry people endure the backlash of their own anger. If you try to make it better, you will only make it worse.
Okay.
A man of great anger will bear the penalty for his quick temper and lack of self-control. For if you rescue him and do not let him learn from the consequences of his action, you will only have to rescue him over and over again.
See, I don't teach based off what I think. I teach based off what I know. And I lost two people in my family based off them having a son and feeling like what I have to do is I'm going to make sure because they were married when they had the son, but they got a divorce. And so I'm going to compensate for them being my son not having a father. So I'm going to do everything. I'm going to work two jobs only to be found dead in the on the second job. Now, this son had enough Jordans to go around the whole room. And some he wore and some he never even touched. His mother would make him food. And because he had some mental illnesses, he accused her of poisoning him. But instead of the boundary being set, I got to work harder to fix that. So what I learned in that scenario is that I'm not going to die while you live and you still didn't change. If loving you is hurting me, then I'm going to change. The Jordan's still around the wall, but my sister's in the grave. The son is still living exactly how he lived, but my sister's in the grave. So I'm not going to allow anybody to kill me trying to help you change. People get upset with me sometimes when they bring me issues about a person in counseling that need counseling, and they'll say, Pastor, can you give them a call? I said, no. When they sick, do the doctor call them or they call the doctor? When they call me, then I can address what issues they have. You follow me? So if you rescue a person, because the Bible, the word of God is alive. It transforms. So if you have financial issues and I keep bailing you out, then what I just taught you is that I'm going to do it again. You follow me? Okay. All right, anything else? You straight? Any other questions? Do? All right. Let's do our closing confession. All right, let's read together. I stir up the gift that is within me by faith. I'm stirring up the power that is within me. I'm stirring up myself and running fear, procrastination, and every hindering spirit out of my personal and business affairs. I'm ruled by my spirit. I tell my mind what to think and my body what to do, for I am a master of my emotions. I'm a person of immediate action. I am steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. These goals are my passion. I pursue them with enthusiasm and relentless determination. My feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. My loins are girded about with truth. I have on the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit, wherewith I quench every fiery dart of the wicked, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. No sickness, disease, incidents, or accidents can come nigh my dwelling. If I drink of any deadly thing, it shall not hurt me. 1,000 shall fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come nigh my dwelling. I came to win in Jesus' name. Amen.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, visit Pastor Paul for Sunday services at 11 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries, located at 5511 West Marshall Street, Richmond, Virginia, 23230. The telephone number is 866-333-9505.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.